Okay, let's all be seated, and we're going to have a few minutes of what we call Soldiers of Christ, and this is a Bible study that we are engaged in, just going through the Bible, trying to learn some key facts, some key chapters, some key locations, some memory verses to increase our knowledge and to build our faith in God's Word. We have finished the books of the first part of the books of history. We've divided the books of history into Joshua through Solomon, which takes you up to 1 Kings chapter 11. And then the second part of the books of history will start in 1 Kings chapter 12 and go through the divided kingdom, go through their time in captivity, and then finish up with Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther when they are restored back to the promised land. But we're not going to get there yet. There's something that happens in between those two sections, and that's why the cards we're going to pass out tonight are not the green card. If you've got your field manual with you, the Books of History card is a green card, and the second Books of History card will be green as well, but these are not green. For those of you who might be wondering, these are not green, are they? They are orange, and that's the Books of Poetry cards, because the books of poetry, how many books of poetry are there in the Old Testament? Good. It's somewhere between 4 and 6, and it rhymes with a hive. So how many books of poetry are there in the Old Testament? Good job. Awesome. Good job, David. Okay, so there's 5 books of poetry in the Old Testament. Now, who wrote the book of Psalms? Who wrote most of the book of Psalms? Awesome. David did, all right? So David wrote most of the book of Psalms. Now, who wrote the book of Proverbs? Solomon. See, these two guys know it better than the old folks. The old folks are like, Solomon? And they're like, Solomon! So, y'all, take a lesson, y'all. All right, so Solomon wrote the book of Proverbs. Then the book of, after the book of Proverbs, the book of Ecclesiastes. Now, who wrote that book? Solomon. Good job, Caleb. All right, so David and Solomon. Now, here's a hard one. All right? Put your thinking cap on. All right? Okay. Pause for a second. Tyler is the only one who's allowed to answer this question. Okay? All right, Tyler, all on you. All right? Pressure. Okay? Who wrote the book of Song of Solomon? Solomon. Okay. All right. Whew. The look on his face when I asked the question was making me a little bit worried. Okay, so we've got David and Solomon writing 4 out of the 5 books of poetry. Now, we just studied about David and Solomon in the books of history, so now is a good time to pause and to talk about the books of poetry. So, these guys up here, you're the prophet, okay? You're the priest, and just by order, you're the king. All right, so everybody needs one of each of these cards, all right? So everybody leaves here with 3 orange cards tonight. You will leave with a prophet card, you'll leave with a priest card, you'll leave with a king card. You can add those to your field manual. We will not actually be starting this tonight. This is to get them in your hand so that you have them. We will start with the book of Job. We'll start by going through the book of Job next week and look at that briefly. But what I want to do tonight, and you can get these cards and you can see the nice pretty color, and then you can kind of set them aside and study through them. But this is actually part 1. You'll notice at the top of your you're going to have a prophet, a priest, and a king. Remember, those are 3 different levels. Prophet's the easier level. Priest is a little bit harder. King's supposed to be the most challenging of the questions. But you'll notice that when it says books of poetry up there, it only says Job and Psalms. Remind me again, how many books of poetry are in the Old Testament? 5. Good job. So there's 5. Job and Psalms represent 2, so we're missing 3. So you're getting this card now for Job and Psalms, and then there's a second orange card for the other 3. And then once we're done with those, we will jump back into the books of history. But what I wanted to do tonight is I wanted to do a little bit of review of where we have been and to see how much we have learned, all right? To see, we started this We started our review going back through the Soldiers of Christ. We have made it from those overview cards, which are the white cards in your field manual. We made it through the books of history, the blue cards. We've made it through some of the books of history, books of Moses, the blue cards, books of history, the green ones. So I want to see tonight, how much have we learned? How much have we retained from our study through the Old Testament? I don't know if this is going to work, but here's what we're going to try. We've got this side over here, which is, depending on how you're looking at it, it's either the goats or it's the sheep. I'm not sure which side. It depends on whether you're standing this way or if you're standing this way. All right? So we've got the left side, if you're looking at it that way. We've got the right side over here. All right? Does everybody know what side you're on? It's really confusing. All right? So some of you are on this side and some of you are on this side. And I'm going to ask a question here. We're going to go through these questions. And whoever I hear on whatever side, you know, first, well, you get it. But here's the deal. When you answer a question, when you shout out an answer to a question, you can't answer any more questions until we reset. All right? We'll walk up to where the balls are. We'll push the reset button, and the thing will come down, wipe out the pins, and we'll start over. And you can answer another question after that. But until we push the reset button, if you answer a question, and I acknowledge you. Now, if I don't acknowledge you're the one who answered it, then you can keep shouting out answers. But if I say, Diane, you answered that question, then Diane can't answer any more questions until we push the reset button. All right? And then she can shout them out. So that's going to help some other individuals who I may not hear to be. Now, the only answering one time until we hit the reset button only applies to people over 10 years old. Okay? So anybody under 10 can answer as many as you want, as loud as you want, all the way through this, and you don't have to hold back. All right? But if you're over 10, if I say that was your answer, you can't answer anymore. But under 10, you answer them all. Now, some of these might be kind of challenging for you. All right? When we start asking the questions about how many this and how many that, keep your shoes on, please. We're not asking you to take shoes and socks off for any of these questions. It's just, you got to have it up here. You got to have these answers up here. So, here we go. Let's see how this works. What's the greatest book in the world?
Bible.
This side's kind of weighted over here. It's got a couple preachers over here. This guy's like shouting. So, was that Josh? All right, Josh, you can't answer anymore. You have helped. Josh has helped his team as much as Josh can help his team. All right? Greatest book in the world is the Bible. What are the two main parts of the Bible?
Old Testament and New Testament.
Dan cannot answer any more questions. No more preachers. All right, we're done with the preachers. Get them out of the way. All right, so what was that? Old Testament, New Testament. Number of books in the Bible?
66.
Ooh, that was close. Was it Sky? All right, Sky got it. Sky, you can't answer any more questions for a while. Those of you who have masks on, by the way, you need to up your decibels by like a lot, all right? Because that's, all right, so, all right, number of books in the Old Testament?
39.
Man. Jimmy's like, decibels? You want some decibels? Crank it up. All right, Jimmy. That's your answer, buddy. Woo. I don't think we want Jimmy answering any more questions than that. All right. Number of books in the New Testament. I'll give it to Jerry. 27. All right. Number of writers of the Bible books.
Ooh.
About 40. I'm not going to give that to anybody. About 40 guys wrote the books of the Bible. Now, how many years of writing was that involving? 1600. Very good. This guy, and he didn't have to take his shoes off to get all the way up to 1600. Years. So 40 guys over a period of 1600 years. What languages was it written in? I heard a Greek over here and a Hebrew over here. So I guess Both sides get that. What's the theme of the Bible? Jesus Christ. You're over 10. Taylor, you can't answer anymore. All right? Jesus Christ is the theme of the Bible. What is a three-sentence summary of the Bible? I heard dying first, and then see, everybody else heard you dying too, and they just kind of chimed in after you started. So someone's coming, someone's here, someone's coming again. Diane can't answer any more questions. How are we doing on the cards? Everybody got three cards? Prophet, priest, king. We're doing okay on those cards? Okay, three dispensations of the Bible. Patriarchal, Mosaic, and Christian. All right. Not as many people answered that as answered, you know, how many books in the Bible. That one took a little bit more. Ken, are you over 10?
Barely.
Okay, that's why I asked. I mean, I hate to card people, but just checking. All right, so Ken doesn't get to answer any more questions until we hit the reset button. When did the Old Testament end and the New Testament begin? What'd you say? When Jesus died on the cross. That's always a good answer, Levi, but hold on to that, and maybe we'll make up a question that fits that answer in a second. So Misty got it. When Jesus died on the cross, Misty can't answer any more questions until we hit the reset. But number of Old Testament prophecies about Jesus? 332. Diane? All right, Diane got that one. Can't answer any more until we hit the reset button. Genesis means? Oh. I don't know who got that. There were several who got that. Rihanna, you got that? Rihanna volunteered not to answer any more questions until we hit the reset button. Okay. Number of days of creation? Ooh, that was a trick question. Who said six over here? Daniel Wagner, good answer. 6 days of creation. We think about the creation week being 7 days. But what did God do on the seventh day? Was it a day of creation? No, it was not. Exodus 20 and verse 11 says, in 6 days. Good job, Daniel Wagner. And I heard that with Daniel's mask on. That's impressive for Daniel Wagner to be heard with his mask on all the way. Good job, Daniel. Jimmy, you're having a good influence on individuals, on cranking it up. All right. Here's a tough one. The first man. All right, that was Tina. I did hear somebody who had already answered a question, by the way, but Levi got that one. I think I heard David, but it's like in stereo, so I'm trying to make sure. Now, I wonder what the next question might be. This is not Jeopardy, people. Who was the first woman? Eve. All right. Where was the first home? Garden of Eden. A lot of you said that. I don't know who said it first. Two trees in the garden. What'd you say, Rod? Tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Good job. He knew the two trees. Which one were they not supposed to eat of? The tree of knowledge of good and evil. Which one did they eat of? And in the pictures that we have today, it's amazing they're color pictures too, aren't they? I mean, I thought it would have been black and white. But in the pictures we have today, what does it always look like? Always, right? It always looks like it. And why is it never a Granny Smith? I mean, why is it? I mean, if you're going to pick, never mind. All right, so we got two trees in the garden. Who tempted Eve? Serpent. Was that Novell? Maybe. Novell says maybe. I'm asking Novell. All right. What was the devil's punishment for tempting man? The devil's punishment. Man's punishment, kicked out of the garden. Crawl on his belly. That was the serpent's punishment. Serpent's punishment, you're going to crawl on your belly. What was the punishment to the devil? There you go. There were punishments dished out in Genesis chapter 3. You got a punishment to the man, you got a punishment to the woman, you got a punishment to the snake, and then you got a punishment to the devil. Seed of woman was going to come and bruise his head. Who is the seed of woman? Jesus is going to come and bruise his head. Who killed his brother? Cain. That was over here somewhere. Was that mom? Yeah, okay. Nicole, no more. All right. Who walked with God and did not die? Enoch. That sounded like Bonnie Quigley. All right, Bonnie, that was your answer. That was Enoch. All right, where are we on this? Who is the oldest man? Y'all are nice. I was expecting somebody to say, like, a name of somebody sitting in here. And I was like, who are we going to throw under the bus and say, oh, he's the oldest man? Now, notice we don't have a question in here about the oldest woman. See? We're smart. We ain't doing that. We're not going down that road. All right. Who built the ark?
Noah.
Good job. What kind of wood did Noah use in building the ark? Boy, Caleb is yelling them. I'm getting it. Now, what are the names of Noah's three sons? Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Do you know anybody with any of those names? Do you? Which one? You know somebody named Japheth? Know anybody else know anybody with any of those names? Honey baked? Just wondering. How many people were in the ark? I heard Judy Laro first. That was her answer. What was the sign of God's promise to Noah?
Rainbow.
Is that you, Grayson? I heard you that time. All right. Rainbow. What was the name of the tower to heaven?
Babel.
That was Holly. I heard her first. What are the name of the three Hebrew fathers? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Was that Janice? Who was that? Or Linda? It was from back. Was that Linda? All right, Linda, good answer. That was your answer. What'd you say? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. See, man, Levi is on point tonight. What was the name of Abraham's wife?
Sarah.
That was a male voice over here. That was Cam. Okay, I was still coming. I thought it was sitting right here. All right, that was your answer, Cam. Sarah, where am I on this list? God's three promises to Abraham. Rod, man, good job. Man, Rob's like, boom, boom, boom. He's nailing that. All right. What was the meaning of Abraham's name? What did Abraham mean? Father of many nations. Would you all listen over here? Father of many nations. He ought to be up here teaching the class. All right. Father of many nations. What was the name of Abraham and Sarah's son?
Isaac.
That was a female voice back there somewhere. Name of the cities destroyed by fire and brimstone. Sodom and Gomorrah. All right, I got you, Cheryl Ann. I finally heard you on that one. Now, as they were leaving Sodom and Gomorrah, who was turned into a pillar of salt?
Lot's wife.
There's Chuck. Chuck's like, it was her. It was her. All right, Lot's wife. Who offered his son at God's command?
Abraham.
Linda, is that you again? You can't answer another one, Linda. I haven't hit the reset button yet. Abraham. See, he's under 10. He can answer them all. And he is. He's nailing every single one of them. All right. What was sacrificed in Isaac's place?
There's Caleb again. Caleb nailed it.
What was the name of Isaac's wife? Was that you, Ivan?
Rebecca.
All right, Ivan, good job. But it sounded like you had a question mark on the end of it. Yeah, just say Rebecca. Just say, boom, just nail it. I mean, be like Caleb. Taking a lesson from Caleb, just boom, nail it. Wait, you know, don't put a question mark on the end of it. Twin sons of Isaac and Rebecca. Jacob and Esau. Good job, Sam. Are you over 10? All right. Don't know anybody else answer for her, okay? That was, all right, did I already put the question up? Who sold his birthright?
Esau.
Is that you, Bobo? Esau sold his birthright. What was Jacob's name changed to? Israel. Who was that? That was over here.
Who's?
What, she said it again? Whoa, throwing her under the bus. Happy Mother's Day to you. All right. How many sons did Jacob have? 12 sons, one daughter. Can you imagine being that girl with 12 brothers? Horrible. You thought you had it rough. 12 sons. What did Jacob give to his... what did Jacob give to his favorite son? That's your answer, Harrison. Coat of many colors. Who was the baby found in the basket? Moses. A lot of you said that. I couldn't figure out who. Who's the evil king in Exodus? Who said it? Rachel. She volunteers. Pharaoh. All right. Where was the burning bush? Tasha Ellis, Mount Sinai is where we find the burning bush. What was the name of God that was revealed to Moses? Who said that? That was back there. Trish. That was Trish again. She volunteered herself. All right. Who was Moses' spokesperson? Aaron. All right. All right, we're pushing the reset button. All right. Push the reset button. Thing comes down, clears, all the pins are out, drops 10 new pins. How many pins does it put down? 10. How many plagues were there in Egypt? Okay, just checking. All right, we are out of time, and I am not done with my questions. So let me just scan through these, and I'm not going to put them up on the screen. Let me see if some individuals might be ready to answer some questions. How many commandments were written on stone?
10.
Good answer. What was the priestly tribe?
Levi.
Everybody saying your name. Like, why is everybody saying my name? Hey, David, what was the priestly tribe? What was the priestly tribe?
Levi.
Who was the first king? Who was the second king of Israel? Second king of Israel.
David.
Who was the second king of Israel?
David.
There were two faithful spies. One of them was named Joshua. The other one was named... When Moses came to the Red Sea, in order for it to part, he held up his rod. Good job. All right. Sorry, Jimmy. I'm trying to think. Jesus' brother, who wrote a book that's not named Jude. Jimmy. There you go. All right. Our time is up. Y'all have your orange cards. Thank you all very much. We'll see you Wednesday night.